Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Yurchet. First case of the Mishnah on daf Yud Zayin Beis deals with the malacha of lisha, of kneading, specifically in the case of production of dyes. So Beis Shammai holds that one is permitted to soak dry ink in water and dry plants to produce dyes, also soaking in water. Secondly, also soaking in water and vetch to soften animal food on Erev Shabbos, as long as there's enough time for the process to happen while still day. Beis Hillel allowed for this even when the process would finish on Shabbos. So the first Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph on our daf today quotes a Machlokas Tanaim, from what moment one becomes Chayev for the Malacha of Lisha. According to Rebbe, at the moment one places water into flour, one is Chayev, whereas according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, one is only Chayev when one actually needs a dough. Based on a Gemara in Psachim and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, we have a general rule that when there's a Machlokas between Rebbe and any of his colleagues, we pass them like Rebbe Mechaverov. We pass like Rebbe over his colleagues. Many of the Rishonim in this case sided with Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda, since the Mishnah, way at the end of our Masechet, on Kufnat Heim and Beis, and the subsequent Gemara on Kufnat Vav and Aleph, established the halacha like Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda, and Rebbe could not argue and could not prohibit according to his own opinion. But some Rishonim did hold like Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch in two places in Aruch Haim, one in Shin Kaf Aleph Sif Tet Zayin, and the other in Shin Kaf Dalet Sif Gimel, brought these Rishonim as a Yesh Omrim, and the Minhag, as quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and other Achronim, to be Machmir L'Chachila like Rebbe. One of the beautiful Sfarim written on Masechet Shabbos is called Igle Tal. It's written by the Socha Shomer Rav, the Avnei Nezer, who is the son-in-law of the Kotzke Rebbe. The entire Sefer analyzes the third Namalachos. In the chapter on Lash, Sif Katan Tes, Osios, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, he explains the nature of this Machlokas. Rebbe holds that the definition of Lash is the joiner or combining of the food and the liquid, and this already occurs at the time of Nesinas Maim, putting the water into the flour, for example. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda holds that Lash is defined by the joining of food pieces one to the other, and this can only happen to the actual Gibul, which is the kneading process. Rav Nevinson in his Chidushim on Shabbos, in Chelek Malachos Shabbos, page 127, raises a question on this Igle Tal. He says, for Rebbe, who holds the Isser, is the joining of foods with the liquid, so then, very, very practical shaila, it should be Usser to put salt in soup, or sugar in coffee on Shabbos, or instant coffee into the hot water. It's true that the water doesn't cause the food particles to stick to one another, but the food joins with the liquid. So maybe we could say that it's only lisha when the liquid is absorbed in the food. But the food being absorbed in the liquid, maybe that's not lisha. So if Nevinzel doesn't think this chiluk is sound, and with this it would be problematic, with this chiluk it would be problematic to dip challah in soup, because the liquid gets absorbed into the challah itself. And that's a beferish against a clear permissibility to dip bread in a cooked dish, as long as no bishul takes place. So if Nevinzel therefore suggests that even according to Rebbe, the ikar of this malacha is the food particles being stuck to each other, similar to what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda said, and the whole machlokas is how early on does the malacha happen. So for Rebbe, it's immediately lush, because some particles get stuck together, albeit loosely, not firmly. That's before kneading happens, but for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the adhesion, the sticking together of these food particles has to be very strong, which can only occur when kneading takes place. Therefore, go ahead, put your salt in your soup, sugar in your coffee, because there are no particles sticking together, so even according to Rebbe. And challah in soup, for sure, the challah is already a full entity. So go ahead, dip your challah into your soup.